Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson today named his selection to head the Chicago Police Department as the city searches for a permanent leader. His choice for interim superintendent had close proximity to a corruption scandal that put two cops in federal prison. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell reports.
At a news conference, Johnson introduced retired CPD patrol chief Fred Waller as his pick for interim top cop. Waller said his job is to rebuild trust in the police.
I'm not going to front. I'm old school, as you all know. But I'm old school with integrity, professionalism, and respect.
But Waller has a connection that's raising questions among some civil rights attorneys. He was the district commander of Ronald Watts, a corrupt sergeant whose tactical team was under investigation for more than a decade. In 2012, Watts and another cop on the team were arrested for stealing what they thought was drug money from an FBI informant. 10 months after the arrests, Waller nominated Alvin Jones for sergeant. Jones had worked for years on Watts' team. A city report says Jones was known as Watts' bodyguard and enforcer. Courts have thrown out more than 200 felony convictions tied to the team. Attorney Joel Flaxman represents many of the people the Watts team wrongly arrested.
To the extent the new leader of the police department is somebody who has condoned wrongdoing by who we know is one of the most notorious officers who worked with Watts, we have some real questions about the commitment to doing things differently.
At Johnson's news conference today, I got to ask him about Waller's ties to the Watts crew.
Is he the change agent that you've promised in your campaign?
Fred Waller is someone that I have confidence in to make sure that we build a better, stronger, safer Chicago.
Are you worried at all about those connections? Are you saying that did you look into it?
We have had extensive conversations with Chief Waller. And
did he explain why he nominated this officer for promotion to sergeant, connected to one of the worst police scandals in Chicago police history?
I'm confident that Chief Fred Waller is the best person to serve as the interim superintendent.
The question was,
our transition forward. Alice?
Alice, go ahead.
Waller will take CPD's reins on May 15th, the day Johnson is inaugurated as mayor. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.